What was your lowest point when you were dating? 1-800-330-9999. One of my good girlfriends is getting married, and we were laughing about it the other day because she kissed a lot of frogs before she found her prince.
Sure.
That's for sure.
When you're recapping, you're thinking back in your mind, right? Like, look at how happy you are now. You remember all those stories.
Yeah. So we were talking the other day.
And I go,
remember when, and I said the guy's name, I go, remember when he accused you of stealing his suit pants? And she goes, that was the absolute lowest point in my dating life. She had been dating this guy. They had moved in together.
Yeah.
They were living in D.C. And all of a sudden, they had this huge fight. And they broke up. And she packed up all his stuff.
Yeah.
Well, when she packed up all his stuff, somehow his suit pants didn't make it.
Right.
And he called her in a rage.
Hounding her.
You stole my suit pants. You kept my khakis on purpose. And she's like, why would I give you the coat and not give you the suit pants?
Oh, no. But no, there's some people out there that would do that. There's some straight evil people that would do that.
He sent her a bill for the suit pants.
Wow.
And it's so funny because at the time it was such a big deal, but now looking back on it,
like, it's hilarious.
Oh, it's hilarious.
Right, but then it was terrible.
And she goes, that was my low point. That was the absolute low point of my dating.
Yeah. I remember being in a relationship and I was living with the person and I told them, I was like, this is just going to end. Like, you've got to move out or I've got to move out or whatever. I was like, this is just going to go on. You're unhappy here. You just move out. You should get a place or whatever. And during that, she just kept tying on ways that it was going to take longer and so forth. So I started paying her off by giving her more things around the apartment that were actually mine. So I like gave her like a desk, the dining room table, all sorts of stuff. And then when it came to her actually moving, her dad showed up with a truck and some gift for her and all this stuff. And I was like, you know what? I'm keeping the dining room table.
Oh.
And she was like, what? I was like, yeah, have your dad buy you another dining room table. And I kept it.
Your low point.
That's kind of a low point.
Is you were giving away silverware out of the drawer to get out of it.
Whatever it took.
1-800-330-9999. Santa and Raven, what was the low point when you were dating?
I was visiting my boyfriend at college, and he was not really nice or welcoming, but I was young and stupid, so he refused to let me stay with him in his dorm, and I would sleep in my car at the end of the night. I honestly can't even believe that I did that when I look back at it now.
Why wouldn't he let you sleep in his dorm?
I honestly think, looking back at it, he was probably up to no good. I just liked him so much that I didn't even question it.
Oh my gosh, can you imagine?
I feel really stupid looking back.
Well, wow. You make mistakes when you're in love. Trust me, everybody does it. You're not alone. You were not the first, and you won't be the last either.
Yeah, but he sounds like a jerk.
Right. Can you imagine sleeping? You go to visit him, and he makes you sleep in your car by yourself.
That's unbelievable.
It's crazy.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yep. I'd get a big car.
Unless it's a really comfortable car.
Oh, man. You know I love to take a nap.
Yeah. Naps in cars are great, but when you have to sleep there consistently overnight while your boyfriend's in his bed in his dorm, I could see where that's problematic. That's a low point.
Yeah,
you're right.
I mean, God knows what.
What was your low point when you were dating? 1-800-330-9999. One of my besties is getting married, and we were reminiscing about all the frogs she had to kiss to get to this point. And some of the stories were hilarious, like the guy that accused her of stealing his suit pants after they broke up.
Sometimes when you break up, man, it's just nasty. I promised a girl a dining room table if she'd just get out of my life.
Yeah, that's it. You do anything. What was your dating low point? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, Anna
and Raven. My lowest point when I was dating is I was living with a guy and I walked in on him cheating with another girl in bed.
Oh my gosh.
So I moved out and about 6 months later I get summons to court. He's suing me for the couch and the TV.
Nice.
Oh my gosh.
That's the lowest point right there.
Oh my gosh.
I would have lit it on fire. I'm not even going
to
lie.
What was the resolution to that? I mean, did you go to court?
We went to court. I had to go get a lawyer, and we went to court, and the judge ruled in my favor because, you know, it was common property. I actually owned it. I could prove the receipt and took the property.
I mean, I know it happened because you were reciting the law back to me right now.
Yeah.
That's crazy, but I mean, you had to hire a lawyer. What a nightmare.
What a jerk.
What a jerk.
What a crazy thing, right?
Yeah.
Right. Hired a lawyer.
I mean, just eat the couch, man.
Crazy. Have a great day.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What was a low point during your dating?
This is almost embarrassing to say, but I met this new guy out at a restaurant for a first date last weekend. And it was our first time meeting. We just met online only. And we talked for about 5 minutes, and he said he forgot his wallet in the car, and he went to go get it, and he never came back.
Aww.
I know. I felt like such a loser. I just paid for the drinks and left. I haven't heard from him.
Girl, you send us his profile.
Yeah.
And I'm going to kick his teeth in. Can I say that? No, I mean, I'm going to get him.
Mm.
Seriously.
Yeah.
You send us his profile, and we are going to have a talk with him.
If anything, we're going to have him reimburse you for the drinks.
I mean, I'm going to drag him. Are you kidding me?
Mm.
Oh, he better not live around me.
Yeah. I'm sorry. That stinks.
Yeah.
Oh, we going to get him. Hi, Anna and Raven. What was the low point in your dating?
I moved across the country to support and be with the woman I was dating at the time. She got a new job states away and decided to take the opportunity because I told her she should go for it.
Hmm.
We moved, and a few months into the move, she ended up cheating on me with her boss and telling me she didn't love me. You could say it took me some time to recover from this, man. It was the lowest point of my dating career.
This is just so sad. It's like one terrible story after another.
On the other hand, it sounds like she actually started a really good life.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Sometimes it's not meant to be, man.
Well,
sometimes it's not meant to be.
I don't
she
like
moved
when
to
people,
the place she wanted to move.
Yeah, I don't like when people say you dodged a bullet, but like, aren't you glad you knew that and you found out before you were married for 3 years and then all of a sudden she left you for her boss?
Once a cheater, always a cheater, right?
I don't believe that.
No?
No, I don't believe that.
Oh my God, Anna was a cheater. We just found out.
I was not. But I don't believe that. I don't.
All right, dating low point. We got to get more of this.
1-800-330-9999. When did you hit rock bottom? It's all right. You have to laugh about it, otherwise you just cry, right?
I mean, it would be just so painful, honestly,
when you
relive those moments.
It's true. When you look back on your dating life, what was the low point when you knew you had hit rock bottom? 1-800-330-9999. Anna and Raven?
When my boyfriend asked me to marry him, and then he asked his other girlfriend a month later, and I found out that there was another girl, I continued to see him, and I showed up at their wedding.
What? No.
Oh,
no.
My God. Wait, that is definitely a low point for everybody involved.
Wait a minute. What?
Yep.
How? Why?
Yep. I told him I wasn't ready to get married. Apparently, he was seeing somebody else, and he asked them. She said yes, and I found out about it through a friend. Continued to see him like nothing was wrong and showed up at the wedding.
Oh, my God.
He walked down the aisle, and there I was sitting in the pews.
And what did he say when he saw you? Did he say anything at all? And what happened afterward?
No, he was walking down the aisle. His face just dropped, and I got it on video.
Oh, my gosh. And yep. Did you tell her?
Did you tell the bride?
I actually told her beforehand, and she didn't believe the story.
And she married him anyway. That's her dating low point,
anyway.
Too, but that's her marriage low point right there.
Oh, my gosh.
That's crazy town. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What was your dating low point?
I was dating this girl in college, and she was pretty crazy. She was a theater girl, and she was so manipulative. She made me move out of my house and live in my best friend's basement. She lied to me about how her parents had that we were dating and all of it, and she was just so crazy. We were together for about 2 years, and I finally ended it when she started cheating on me after a dream date to Disney. She was cheating on me.
You know, man, the theater majors and the psych majors.
Yeah.
You can't date them.
Yeah.
They're undateable, but they're so hot. They're wicked hot.
Well, you never get bored. That's
it's the danger.
Sure.
It's the danger.
You. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What was the low point during your dating?
Well, I dated this woman for years on and off, and, well, she owned a children's entertainment company. So she'd make me dress up like superheroes, clowns, cartoon characters to help her with her gigs. Then I went here for a little while, and then, you know, the whole thing would happen again. She'd call, we'd start hanging out. Next thing you know, I'm dressed like Mickey Mouse. I realized after a while that she was just using me to be characters and didn't really want to date me.
That's amazing.
It's savvy, right?
It's so amazing.
I mean, I really applaud her marketing genius.
Right.
I mean, you got to get bodies in there, all right?
And you probably just did it for free, right? I mean, because you're like, oh, I'll help her out.
Yeah, she got free labor out of it.
I mean, have you ever seen the people that run the Spirit Club, all right? Those girls that are signing people up, they're not unattractive. I'm just going to say.
Mm.
They know what they're doing.
Unbelievable. Yeah. He's like, all right, what are we doing this weekend? She's like, before we go to the mall,
right.
We have to stop at this children's party here. I got this clown costume.
Oh, my God. Your makeup looks so good.
Right. Oh, my gosh. You're so attractive when you put on that red nose. Oh, God. I love it. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What was the dating low point?
So it might not actually have been my dating low point, but I might have actually been the cause of a dating low point.
Uh-oh.
The about 10 years ago, a girl asked me to go to prom with her, and I had actually just turned 21. So I was like, all right, sure, I'll go. Had to go through a whole process of going to the school, talking to the principal and everything. And then day of the prom comes, and my buddy comes to me. He's like, hey, you want to go to Penn State and get drunk? I'm like, all right, yeah, let's do it. And I ditched her.
Oh, my gosh. You are terrible.
And she will never forget that. You, yeah. I mean, I hope this is a confession because you feel bad ever since.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. About 3 or 4 years later, we saw each other and we patched things up, though. So.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad that she has closure, not you.
Yeah. I mean, she should have socked you in the nose. Right. Thank you for the call. Wow.